My guest is Irish film producer John Kelleher. His new film is called Eat the Peach. He co-wrote it with Peter Ormerod, the film's director. It's a low-budget film made in a country that has practically no film industry. The movie caught the attention of American film director Jonathan Demme, who brought it to America. Eat the Peach is set in the area of a vast industrial bog where two unemployed factory workers dream up an unlikely scheme to make money. Their inspiration comes from the Elvis Presley film Roustabout, in which a carnival motorcyclist rides a wall of death. They decide to build their own wall of death. Their structure is a huge wooden cylinder about two stories high. The trick is to circle around the inside base of the cylinder's wall at a high enough speed so you can spiral up the wall until you're riding parallel to the ground, held onto the wall by centrifugal force. Their ultimate dream is to take their wall of death on tour to carnivals.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Sean, Mr. Minister. And now, Vinny will demonstrate the basic technique with both hands upon the bar and afterwards with one hand upon the bar.
Please, no movement, because any sudden movement could distract the rider.
Thank you.
I asked John Kelleher if the actors and the crew were ever tempted to try riding the film's wall of death.
The fact of the matter is that we couldn't keep them away from it. It became frightening because of our insurance problems. But certainly the lead actors, they wanted to do their own stunts, which we emphatically wouldn't let them do. But even when we finished shooting each day, we had to lock it up. We had to lock the wall and keep them, you know, away, because they wanted to go in there and do it. Not just the actors, but technicians and everybody. I had no such temptation.
Why do they want to do it so much? It seems so dangerous to me.
It's probably not as dangerous as it looks. You can't get up on the wall unless you're going at a certain speed. And if you're going at that speed, you're safe.
Can you describe for us how your co-writer, Peter Ormerod, first discovered the wall of death and the story that the movie's based on?
Peter was working for Irish Network TV, and his job was to go around the country looking for interesting items that would become part of a magazine, evening magazine program. And he was driving through a fairly remote part of the Midlands of Ireland when he saw this extraordinary structure sticking up out of the very flat landscape. Went to investigate, and inside there were two guys riding motorbikes inside the wall, not on the floor, not on the ground, but inside the wall. In other words, at right angles to the ground. So he was mesmerized by this. It seemed so strange. And he started talking to them, and it emerged that they had seen an Elvis Presley movie called Roustabout, in which Elvis plays a carnival hand, and he rode this thing, which is called, Peter discovered, a wall of death. And these guys decided that they would emulate Elvis, and they had built their own wall of death with a sort of a commercial motive in mind, that they would tour it around, or that people would come and pay to see, which was a fairly off-the-wall idea.
So Peter Ormerod, who co-wrote the movie with you, approached you with the idea of making a movie based on the lives of these people who built the wall of death and rode their motorcycles in it. What spoke to you about that idea? You don't strike me as a biker yourself, or as someone who'd go for daredevilry.
Well, I've ridden a motorbike. but no, it wasn't so much to do with the bikes as the idea behind what they were doing. It really appealed to me that here were two guys who were very, in a sense, ordinary people. They didn't have any education, much education. They didn't have any great deal of money or anything going for them. But they did an extraordinary thing, which was quite an extraordinary thing to do. And it was the sense of that which attracted us to it, that they didn't think it was extraordinary. They were living in an area where jobs were very scarce, where opportunities were extremely limited, and where the standard of living was not particularly high. And they channeled all of their energy and their talent and their determination into this fairly idiosyncratic event, which for them took on all the importance of a life goal. And there's something quite likable about the way in which they did it, because to them it was just a thing that they should do.
You produced Eat the Peach in Ireland, where it's set. And I can't think of a lot of films that have come out of Ireland recently. Is there much of a film industry there?
There's a great cinema-going tradition in Ireland, always has been from, the very beginning. But there has never really been a vibrant cinema industry. And this is a factor of the size, mainly, I think, of the country. The population is only 3.5 million. And without major government support, it would be unrealistic to have an indigenous Irish film industry. So what you've had has been a mixture of a number of things, American or British or other producers coming in and using Ireland basically as a location, or alternatively, indigenous Irish producers dealing with themes which they have wanted to explore and dealing with them well and validly, but often against the odds, making the movies on 16mm, or maybe they're not even full-length pictures, it might be like a 1 hour or whatever, or making them for TV or for very limited distribution.
So it must be hard finding backers in a country where there aren't many indigenous films.
Well, it's very hard, and we went about it in, I suppose, a fairly original way. We went straight out to the public and appealed to the public in Ireland to invest in this movie, in Eat the Peach, and in other movies and TV series that we would make. And we did this very publicly. We advertised, we promoted it, we went on TV and radio, and just like the guys in the film. And we were a little more successful than they were. We actually, in a three-week period, we raised $1.5 million, most of it from small investors.
The kind of film you've done is what's frequently called a small film or a personal film. It's not epic in any sense. There isn't a cast of thousands. There aren't fabulous locations. It's set in a small town and basically pretty barren land. And it is very personal kind of film. Is that the kind of film you'd like to continue to make? Would you, if given the choice, rather do something more sweeping and Hollywood-like?
No, I really wouldn't. I like very much the idea of personal films, of films which are made on low budgets, and for us that means maybe of the order of $3 million. I regard myself as a creative producer who's involved in every aspect of the creative side, as well as the business side, but the creative side, the casting, the writing, the selection of key people, and that's very exciting. And it's more exciting, I think, with a small movie, because you have more power, more control, and more ability to express what it is that you want the movie to reflect.
What would you like to see happen in terms of the Irish film industry?
I'd like to see it develop and grow to the point that there were indigenous Irish films being made which perhaps reflected modern Ireland, which is a very interesting place indeed and is not perhaps even remotely like many people's perceptions. I think that a lot of people, and particularly in the United States, despite the close ties with Ireland in the past, don't think of Ireland as a place which has a very urbanized population, a very young population. 50% of the Irish population is under 25 years old, a highly educated population, a country that's going through difficult times economically at the moment, and which may come through those, and hopefully will. A country where there's a lot more going on than explosions in Belfast or on the border. And I would like to see films made which reflect that modern Ireland, which reflect the preoccupations and the concerns of young people and not so young people, which are not stereotypes.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
John Kelleher is the producer and co-writer of the new Irish film Eat the Peach.